That's what this song is about. It's called Language of Violence. First day of school was always the hardest. The first day of school, the hallways the darkest like a gauntlet. The voice is haunted, walking in with his thin skin, lower chin. He knew the names that they would taunt him with: faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Although he never had sex in his 15 years. And when they harassed him, it was for a reason. And when they provoked him, it became open season. For the fox and the hunter, the sparks and the thunder that push the boy under, then pillage and plunder. It kinda makes me wonder how one can hurt another. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. Words can reduce a person to an object, something more easy to hate, an inanimate entity, completely disposable, no problem to obliterate. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in this cycle of violence. Death is the silence. It's tough to be young, we long to be tougher. When we pick on someone else, it might make us feel rougher. Abused by their fathers, but that was at home though. So to prove to each other that they were not homos. The exclamation of the phobic fury. Executioner, judge, and jury. The mob mentality, individuality was nowhere. Dignity forgotten at the bottom of a dumb old dare. And a numb cold stare. On the way home, it was back to name calling. 10 against 1, they had us back up against the wall. And they reveled in the laughter as they surrounded him. But it wasn't a game when they up jumped and grounded him. They picked up the bats with their muscles straining. And they decided they were gonna beat this fella's brain. And with an awful, powerful, shoutful, an owl full of violence, inflict the strictest brutality and dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They ran like cowards and left the boy bleeding in a pool of red. Till all tears were shed and his eyes quietly slid into the back of his head. Dead. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in this cycle of violence. Death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. His parents are gone, and his grandmother had raised him. She was mad, she had no form of retaliation. The pack didn't have to worry about being on a hit list, but the thing they never thought about was that there was a witness to the senseless crime. Right place, wrong time. Tried as an adult, one of them was gonna do a hard time. First day of prison was always the hardest. The first day of prison, the hallways the darkest like a gauntlet. The voice is haunted, faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Words he used before had a new meaning in here. As a group of men in front of him laughing came near. For the first time in his life, the young bully felt fear. He never been on this side of the name calling. 5 against 1, they had us back up against the wall. And he had never questioned his own sexuality. But this group of men didn't hesitate their reality with an awful, powerful, shoutful, an owl full of violence, a fickest, trickest, brutality, and dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They took what they wanted and then just left him bleeding in the corner. The giant reduced to Jack Horner. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. The power of words, don't take it for granted. When you hear a man ranting, don't just read the lips. We'll be more sublime than this. Put everything in context. Is this a tale of rough justice in a land where there's no justice at all? Who is really the victim? Or are we all the cause and victim of it all? Death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. When death is the silence in this cycle of violence, death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops.